Double Barrel Digressions by David Hinkson Hughes. Recording 1.
Insomnia isn't, technically, the inability to sleep. It's the inability to sleep at the right time. You know, those few hours when Mr. Sun disappears over the horizon and unconsciousness is the preferable alternative to walking into things in the dark. Probably a necessary evolutionary trait to avoid barked ankles. So why does my body occasionally decide that 3 a.m. in the morning is get-up-and-go time, the perfect moment for maximum productivity? Conversely, that 2 p.m. is ideal for a long, peaceful nap, ignoring the inconvenient facts that A. I'm at work, and B. sleeping on the keyboard leads to QWERTY face. It's at times like this that I think I'm ideally suited to working from home, the obvious danger of which is that daylight would be something that happened to other people.
Top tweets.
Why put the effort into napalming "I hate you" into your neighbour's lawn when wind chimes will convey the same message just as well? Never judge a book by its cover, unless it's made of human skin. Then your first instinct was probably right. If your voice recognition software ends every sentence with a question mark, yes, you have an Australian accent. It's an old truism, though still true nonetheless, that only the rich are eccentric. You might wear a luminous propeller beanie hat with matching flippers and think yourself the reincarnation of Jesus or Napoleon, but only have 2 farthings to rub together and you will be merely labelled mad. However, be the scion of a rich banking dynasty or stand to inherit a title and half of Buckinghamshire, and your blatant insanity will not only be tolerated, it might even be encouraged as a genius savant, despite much evidence to the contrary. Bizarre behaviour, it seems, is in inverse proportion to the amount of wealth and power being wielded.
Top tweets.
Homeschooling. For when you want to hone that crippling social alienation to perfection just in time for the teen years. I'm still self-employed, but I'm on my last written warning. Backed over a vampire today. Didn't see him in the rearview mirror. Running machines. Hilarious or what? To reach a previous place of employment, I had to stroll past a large glass-fronted gym. You know, one of those places where to enter its doors is as much a fashion statement as a desire to keep fit. Anyway, to see a line of people running in unison to get nowhere while having shitty R&B played at them tickled my funny bone. It was, let's face it, judged on objective criteria, a faintly ridiculous sight. Yes, yes, I understand all the arguments as to why people use machines rather than actually venturing to the great outdoors. It's dry, safe, and ideal for the time poor. But don't claim you look anything but silly. As for myself, having to go up and down half a dozen tube escalators during my daily commute is all the aerobic workout I need.
Finn.